This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So with it being opening day, everything's baseball today. I wanted to give you a quiz, John.
Okay.
I'm going to read off some country music artists, and you tell me whether or not they were baseball players.
So when we say baseball...
High school or college.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So the legit baseball player.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Almost all of them were at one point. I get so jealous of hearing, yeah, I was going to join the pros, but I decided to pick up a guitar one day. Yeah. And look at me. I sold out an arena.
So we'll start easy. Brett Young.
A really good baseball player. Player, actually. Mm-hmm. He was 100%, yes.
Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
Blake Shelton.
I'm going to say no.
He was a baseball player. David Nail.
David Nail was.
Tyler Hubbard, who, by the way, joins us tomorrow morning at 7:35.
I'll say yeah. I'll say yes.
Correct. Randy Houser.
No, he's a football player.
Really?
Randy Houser not only was a baseball player, he starred in the baseball movie called The Hill with Dennis Quaid.
He was in a movie?
Mm-hmm. He's been in a few movies.
What's The Hill?
It was a movie in 2023 called The Hill, and it's a biographical sports drama about a baseball player named Ricky Hill overcoming a physical handicap in order to try out for a legendary major league scout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis. I guess, yes.
Eric Church.
Yes.
Kenny Chesney.
I mean, he doesn't play basketball. Yes.
He also played football.
Kenny Chesney did. He did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was he a punter?
Alan Jackson.
Yeah, sure.
Really? Finally won?
Yes. John Party.
Sure. Oh, great.
Tim McGraw.
Yes, I know that for a fact. His
father
totally was Tug
true.
McGraw.
Yes, and there's something happening the end of August, John, that you might be interested in, and anyone who's a Tim McGraw fan or a baseball fan. Tim is going to be the first ever concert in Dyersville, Iowa, at that Ball Diamond, featured in Field of Dreams. It'll take place on former Major League Baseball pitcher Tug McGraw, who was Tim's dad, on his birthday, August 30th.
Right on.
You could actually buy tickets and go to this, John.
I would love to go to that ballpark in the middle of nowhere, Iowa.
Right? Tim didn't grow up with his dad. So they became reunited when Tim was an adult. And in 1994, Tug McGraw talked about how proud he was of his son, who he referred to as Timmy.
What I like most of all is Timmy's living out a passion for life. He loves his music and he loves people. And he has a passion for both of those things. And whether he's a superstar on the top 10 or whether it's just going out in the honky-tonks, he loves what he does, and I'm proud that he has the opportunity to do that.
1994, Tim McGraw was, you know, a pretty big rising star, you know, and I love that he said it doesn't matter if he becomes a big star. Well, your son did. So if you're interested in going to Tim McGraw's performance, John, Field of Dreams, at the end of August, tickets start at $99.
Well, I was planning a vacation to Nowhere, Iowa in August, so now I just put that
you in. Wouldn't be You wouldn't love to be on the Field of Dreams?
I would absolutely love to be on the Field of
Dreams. I would think this would be like an ultimate type of situation for you, not only getting to watch a concert, but it being in the Field of Dreams.
No disrespect to Tim McGraw or any artist. I would rather watch a baseball game there.